fixed. And we had dinner down there a time or two, and a long time before I really figured out what it was. And then I finally figured out what it was. And I asked them, I said, well, they did make them out of sacks. Said, that's what they made out of, sacks. But they had curtains, but they all had shutters on the doors. They'd have shutters on the outside of the windows to keep the, and then they'd have what you call a bar on the inside. After you got in there and you'd put these bars on the door on the inside, it's pretty hard to break in from the outside.
Well, now, you were talking about they have things put up in jars and stuff. Well, where would they keep those?
Well, now, see, a lot of times they'd have what they'd call cellars.
Uh-huh.
And that'd be dugouts in the ground, or they'd be, they'd have places fixed under the floors where they could crawl on there and put them in back where it'd be cool. Now, that's the idea about getting them in on there and in those dugouts and where it'd be cool, to keep the fruit and stuff in those jars where they'd kind of like they'd can it up. Of course, they didn't have no air conditioners. They didn't know anything about no air conditioners. And I think we might be better off.
Ask him about the milk.
Yeah, where would they keep the milk
in it? Well, they'd keep, I know them keep the milk and butter in the wells. You know, in the dug wells?
Mm-hmm.
They bore these dug wells, and sometimes they'd be 2 foot wide across the ground. Now, a lot of dug wells, just a human dug well, they dig them with a shovel. They just keep digging on down and digging down. And they'd have a big bucket, and they let the milk and butter stuff down in there. And they'd know just about how much water they had in there. And it'd be cool way down in there. They'd go down in there, and that would be their ice box. And then when they got ready to use it, well, they'd go out there and draw it up on with their pulley. And then I've known of a well they call it, said, old lady so-and-so says, she lost all of her butter in the well one time, said she.
Oh.
The rope broke or something the other night, and she had it down in there cooling it in a bucket. Something had it sealed up, and she dropped it and, you know, put it down in so it'd be cool where she'd carry it down and sell it or something like that.
Well, was that where your mama kept hers?
Well, I'll tell you where mother kept hers now. Daddy had a great big long trough about a foot and a half wide, maybe 2 foot wide and about 3 foot deep. He called it a big horse trough. But he had two parts. He had the horses, had the bottom, had the outside part, and she had the inside part.
But it was all the same trough?
All the same trough, but you pumped the water in the front of it, and it went all the way through.
Oh.
The coolator, might say, to the horses always got the hot water on the back, and the butter and milk and all that stuff got the cool water from the pump. And we'd have to pump that, keep that thing pumped full of water until Daddy finally got able to get him a little gasoline engine. And it was our job to keep that trough pump full of water and keep that milk and stuff. Of course, it was under a shed, you know, under a pump house, what we call a well house or something or other. Had a top on it and sides on it and everything.
Well, of course, everybody would just get their own milk and butter, didn't they? I mean, they didn't.
Well, no, mother would come. She'd tend to it all. It was all hers. Nobody messed with her milk and butter. But
uh-huh.
she brought it to the house, she'd give you your milk for what you drank. And what you use to make bread with and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But didn't nobody go out there and mess with the milk and butter in
that
horse trough. That was her business, and you better just leave her milk and butter alone out there.
Excuse me, nobody bought it.
No, nobody bought it, because that was her individually, and that was her private butter and milk and stuff, because she knew where she had the cream and the butter and the milk and everything. And nobody, of course, I haven't. Now the older girls knew about how to go, what to go out there and get the butter and all to have for breakfast or the. And so she made all of her buttermilk and had plenty of sweet milk, because you milked the old cow every night morning, had plenty of whipped cream. You know where we get the whipped cream?
Mm-hmm.
Whip the old cow.
Oh. That's where you got your whipped cream.
Yeah, that's where we got the whipped cream. Yeah, that was easy. That was the easy way to get your cream. Get the old cow in the calf going, just whip her then, get the cream, and then go on about your business.
Well, now, at that time, was there any farms that people would have cattle, just cattle that they would sell the milk from? Was that ever done? What kind of farm would they call that?
Well, the first dairy farm that Daddy had anything to do with, and it was different than what it is now, well, we...